I sometimes joke that fileless malware is neither fileless nor malware. But honestly, the prevalence of this is the attack tool of choice or set of tools or toolkit cannot be understated. So some fairly simple things is upgrade to PowerShell 5, which does require a little bit more diligence and explore the option of activating some of the new features in Windows to mitigate some of the PowerShell downgrade attacks. Also, I've said it before, if you don't have a patch management process, you really need to get on top of this. You need to start reducing the footprint and, restricting unnecessary scripting languages in the environment. There's several. We're doing quite a bit of research into some new dimensions here, but restrict those and limit access to WMI and some of the other things out there. And frankly, there are endpoint solutions and technologies out there that can actively monitor or even get into granular control and authorization, depending on what's available of some of these tools. So, if PowerShell is only available to some folks and you can actually scope what they can do, you'll often hear it referred to as PowerShell blocking or PowerShell scoping. Look into some of those, but realize that there are quite a few of these toolkits lying around, especially buried in some internal scripting languages and tools, as well as Windows. So there's some suites out there of technology that have very powerful scripting languages. Understand them and limit their use. If you don't need them, don't activate them, and limit access to them as well. The other thing you can do is you can also create dummy accounts with certain types of access privileges that are literally canaries in a coal mine, that when they're activated, you know that it's by an invader who couldn't resist the bait of a juicy administrator privilege somewhere. You might also want to set some tripwires using some slightly deceptive techniques, but minimize the risk from this by really understanding that this is a highway through most organizations or several highways, and you need to monitor them and try to scope their use and use, when they exist, the benefits from the vendors.